Chapter 1. In an instant. "Get up, Nordy. Come on, man, let's go," my teammate Josh Patterson said to me. But I couldn't get up. I told my arms to push up off the ground. Instead, I lay there face down. Then it hit me. I couldn't feel my arms, or my legs, or the ground underneath my body. I couldn't feel anything below my neck. "Okay, here we go again. It's just a stinger. Like the one I got in a game in high school when my right side went numb. I've just got to give it some time and I'll be fine." I was embarrassed to be lying on the field for so long after the whistle had blown the play dead. "Get back! Don't touch him!" Chris Cam, our head athletic trainer, shouted. "Great. The athletic trainer's coming out. Get up before you embarrass yourself any more than you already have." I tried again to move my arms, but nothing happened. Cam crouched down with his head nearly touching the field to get low enough to look in my eyes. "What are you feeling, Chris?" he said. "Nothing." "Are your ears ringing?" "No." "Can you see me?" Cam asked. "Yeah, my vision is clear. I think I'm okay. I just can't move anything right now." "Probably just a stinger. Give me a second," I said. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw our defense huddled up on the sideline with the head coach. We'd just scored a touchdown that got us back in the game about midway through the third quarter. Our hometown crowd was still buzzing. We had to make a defensive stop and get the ball back. The best way to do that was to pin Central College deep in their own territory by making a big stop on the kickoff. That's what had left me lying on the field. Officially, I played free safety, which is a defensive back. But as a freshman, most of my playing time came on special teams, especially kickoffs. On kickoffs, I lined up on the far right side of the field. After our kicker kicked the ball, my job was to make sure the guy who caught it did not get outside, with a clear running lane down the sideline. I was supposed to turn him toward the middle of the field to the rest of our coverage team. On this play, the kick was short, but to my side of the field. At only 5'11", 185 pounds, I was undersized for a free safety, but I knew how to tackle. I sprinted down the field as fast as I could and went straight toward the ball carrier. At 6'2", 230 pounds, he had the size advantage. But I knew that didn't matter. I couldn't tackle him straight up. So I planned on turning my body into a 185-pound missile aimed straight at his knees. Unfortunately, I mistimed the dive. I still got the tackle, but instead of hitting his knees with my shoulder, my head collided with his thigh, and his knee hit me directly in the neck. I didn't hear anything snap. I didn't feel any sharp jab of pain. The play was just like any other play. After I made contact with the ball carrier, I slammed face first into the turf. The ball carrier flipped over me, and I heard the pop of other collisions as more guys made contact. The referee blew his whistle, and everyone got up. Everyone but me. "All right, Chris, listen. I want you to stay as still as you can. Don't move your head," Cam said. "Is your breathing okay?" "Yeah," I said, puzzled as to why he'd asked me that. "Can you wiggle your fingers for me?" I tried. "Not yet," I said. "I'm going to grab your hand. Let me know if you can feel it," Cam said. "I don't feel anything." "Okay, can you move either of your feet?" "No, I'm sorry," I said. I was so embarrassed. Okay, joke's over, I thought. It's time for everything to start working now. The buzz of the stadium had died down. 5,000 people were suddenly eerily quiet. Our Luther called.